What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to iWatchMike, my audio boo channel right here. And it's a Sunday afternoon. I'm a little under the weather, but what I figured I would do is talk Arrow with you guys. For some of y'all that already know my situation with Arrow and my last place where I was doing recap shows, my other outlet, you already know what the deal is. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, yes, I was recapping Arrow, and if you see on here, you'll see that I have season, two on here. And I kind of came late to Variety Radio Online. Either way, when it came to season three, this season, well, actually this past season, I was supposed to do, the show with some fellow, Arrow fans. And it didn't happen because two of my co-workers from Variety Radio Online were going to do the recap show for season two for this and Flash. And so I said, okay, I guess I won't do it. And so they were supposed to do it, and something happened where they weren't able to do it. And then by that time, it was too late. I was already in the middle of the season. I was happy. I wasn't going to catch up on anything. Blah, 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 blah. And now I made the move over here to audioboom.com. And I was like, man, do I need to do all of season three? Because season three was so good. And that's what makes me so mad also is that this season was probably the best one out of season one and two, in my opinion. And to not recap it felt, I felt dirty. But, so yeah, what I decided to do is, since this coming up week is season four, it's the premiere of Arrow, the brand new season, I figured I would, just kind of briefly talk about this, the season finale of season three. My name is Oliver Quinn. I'm not gonna do all the episodes. I got my notes here, and, it was good watching it all over again. I was able to record it, because it came on last week, this and The Flash. So I'm gonna recap the season finale of The Flash as well on my other channel. Here on iWatch Mike. But yeah, man, watching this episode, I was like, man, Arrow was so good. This season finale was good. Good. Some of the things that that stuck out to me the most was, well, at least my favorite part. I don't know about you guys. And feel free, leave comments below what your favorite parts were. Or you can email me at mike@iWatchMike.com. And I'll read them on there. If you don't want to email me, that's totally cool. I thought it was really cool when The Flash showed up. That was pretty badass. I had totally forgotten, you know, that the team had been knocked out by that poison. And they were left for dead. But Malcolm Marlin, who I love a lot. I don't know about you guys. I think he's just cool. He's just, in this episode too, he was just awesome. But for him to do his sneaky stuff and to save the team, which I don't think the team liked too much. But for The Flash to show up was awesome. I loved the crossover with The Flash and Arrow. I think it was, what, the Flash episode where Arrow came and helped him? And then remember when The Flash got all messed up and was it Arrow? I can't remember. But that episode was so good when they fought each other. I thought it was dope when Oliver finally says, my name is Oliver Queen. You were like, oh, damn, it's about to get on. The fight scene on there was cool. I love Ra's al Ghul's daughter. I cannot remember her name. But she's just hot. Let me see what else I have here on my notes. Diggs, man, and this, I totally forgot that he punched Oliver in the face. I was like, and I know some of y'all are out there like, he put his wife in danger and blah, blah. Diggs has always been a bitch in my eyes. I just don't know. He's just always complaining. And I've always said it. I think I said it in my season two recap show. I think Diggs is just mad because he never gets to go out on all the missions. But hopefully in season four, he will make up for that. And, show Oliver that he can do it, but he's just a big baby, man, and hopefully he gets over that babiness, or bitch-assness is what I like to call it. Even another person that was being kind of poo-poo face in the beginning of this episode was Felicity. She was all mad and got, I'm feeling my, you got married and you're gonna die in a plane, but you know what? Oliver had a plan. He had a plan, and I watch it, I was like, dude, why is everybody tripping on Oliver? Just, I mean, Malcolm Merlyn, out of all people, had his back. Why wouldn't you have his back? But it all worked out in the end, right? Let's see what here. What else do I have here? Laurel. Okay, I'm still I'm glad. I totally forgot that she was getting trained by, what's-her-face, Ra's al Ghul's daughter, which is good, because that'll make it a little bit more believable, because Laurel as the Black Canary, and I said it in season two, and while I was watching the episodes in season three, because I, on my blog, on iwatchmike.com, before it got wiped out and had to start all over again, I was doing write-ups. Instead of doing these audio boos, I was writing just a little quick little review of each episode. So, for any of y'all that were following that, you knew that I wasn't a fan of Laurel as the Black Canary. I like Sarah. I'll always be Team Sarah. But Black Canary as Laurel as the Black Canary, I'm still on the fence. But, yeah. I don't know how that's gonna be a pan out. I mean, she's probably gonna be super badass. She better be super badass in season four, okay? Because that's the only way that I'm gonna be able to. That's the only way I'm gonna be able. Palmer, that's pretty dope. I like him. He was in Superman. He was a Superman in the movie, right? And so it was. I like him. I like his character as Palmer. And then in this episode, big explosion, Ant-Man, right? Right? That's what I'm going at. Now, keep in mind, people, I'm not a big comic book fan. I don't keep up with... Hold on. Let me rewind that. I like comic books. Okay? I have a big old stack of the Walking Dead in my bedroom that I read. I like comic books. I just don't follow all the stories and everything else. So I don't know who these characters and what direction they're going into. I'm just a fan of the show. But it's kind of obvious that we're going to get some Ant-Man. And I'm hoping. Do you think we're going to get some shrinkage? In season four, I don't read anything, upcoming stuff on any other blogs, of what's going to happen in the show. I kind of go with it unless it's like really, 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 really good stuff. And I need to find out and I spoil myself. I definitely thought Felicity's speech, Fight to Live was dope. That was the Eye of the Tiger. That is what Oliver needed to get back in the game. And he does. I mean, him and Ra's al Ghul, they fight. That was pretty good. That was a good fight scene right there. And of course, Oliver kills him. And then, bam, Oliver has the little magic gold finger, kind of like Michael Jackson's glove, but it's for a finger. Good to see Speedy, Thea. I'm glad Thea is now a badass because I'm not going to lie. In the beginning, I really liked her, season one. Then she became a spoiled brat. Then the club owner, Thea, I kind of liked. And now there's new Thea, a.k.a. Speedy, Red Arrow. She's hot, and she's badass. And I believe that. I don't know what it is. I guess... I believe her more than I do Laurel as the Black Canary. I don't know what it is. Let's see what else here do I have here. Oliver confesses his love for Felicity. And we already knew that. And when I'm saying confesses the love, I'm just saying that he kind of opens up to her at the end of this episode. And they drive off in the sunset, which is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how and what's been going on with them in season four. So I'm glad they worked out their differences. Malcolm Merlyn, who was awesome in this episode, like I say, he is now the new Ra's al Ghul. Oh, damn. You know he's going to try to take over the world. Or maybe he's not. Either way, Ra's al Ghul's daughter wants to have his head on a platter for killing Sarah. So I don't think that's going to be, I don't think they're going to get along very well. What else do I have here? I think that's it. I think that's all. I mean, overall, the season finale was a season finale. It was just awesome in my eyes, and I'm a big fan of Arrow, and I can't wait to see season four. I did see something on a commercial, just in case some of y'all don't know. I'm sure most of y'all do, but I'm just going to say it anyways. Season three, Blu-ray, DVD, digital, HD is out, so you can get the complete season three, which is pretty cool. Season four starts this week, so I'm really, really excited. I'm going to be doing these audio booths. I haven't decided if I'm going to make it like more formal like some of my other shows where I do the intro. I thought about doing the intro and doing some drops, so it's going to vary. There's going to be days where I'm just going to watch it. I'm just going to record it straight from my phone to you guys. Or if I'm going to go into the office and actually have the intro and perhaps record some of my favorite clips. Because if you listen to season two with my fellow hosts, I did it with like DJ Wicked and Jesus from thisfunctional.com and my friend Anna B from Australia. She's a big fan also. And if you want to check out some of her reviews and recaps, you can check out thevro.com. She is a big fan. A big, big, big fan of Arrow and The Flash. And she's on Australia, and we were trying to get everybody together, but it's just gonna be hard. I have a baby now, okay, and my son now, if you haven't been following, I have a little boy, he's a little over a year and a month, and he's crazy, and I'm trying to get him to watch Arrow, but I just can't get him long enough to sit down and watch, because he just wants to run, like The Flash. I'm telling you, he just doesn't stop running. So I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to get everybody together. So like I said, I'm going to do something here. It'll be formal. It might be just something that I record quick. It just rant, love, fan. I'm just a big fan of the show, okay? So feel free to leave any comments on wherever you listen to the show. All right, y'all? Have a great weekend. It is Sunday. And have a great week. And the new season premiere starts next week. And I can't wait. All right, people. Later.